You're in the enviable position of having a real life context to which you can apply and test your new learning. So it's a good idea to have a look around at work to see whether what you're learning actually reflects what takes place in the workplace, and to look and see what the commonalities are and what the differences are and what the reasons for that might be. Sometimes a work colleague or a workmate might be able to explain something to you that you found difficult to grasp during the lectures, and they'll be giving you some really practical examples which will help to copper fasten that knowledge for you. Safety and health covers a huge amount of topics that have direct relevance to your work. So say, for example, before or after a lecture on fire safety, have a look at what the fire safety arrangements are in your workplace, fire extinguisher arrangements, fire evacuation arrangements, etc., and then look and see how that tallies with what is actually in the course material that you've got, and look up the legislation as well, and that'll bring you back. It'll tie in with other lectures as you go along. And when you're at work, if something occurs to you that there's something in relation to safety and health at work that you want to know about, write it down, and when it comes to the appropriate lecture, if the question isn't answered for you, then ask the question yourself at that time. Sometimes when you're asking questions of your tutors, they won't always give you the answer directly, but they might point you in the direction in which you can find lectures. And again, this is reflecting back that it's self-directed learning, and that by pointing you to how you can find the answer out, that is just as good as actually giving you the answer, but in fact you will learn more from that process.